So the Mechaber begins, B'Shabbos v'Yomtov, v'Yom Kippurim, Kurim Achar HaLevi, Talmidei Chachomim, HaMamonim Al HaTzibur. Now this is like the priority, or the order, the hierarchy, I should say, of who gets to do this. Kohen and Levi we discussed. Now we have to get to who's left. So on these other days, meaning we have multiple Leahs, not just one, a third person getting called up. Shabbos, right, 7, Yomtov, 5, Yom Kippur, 6. So now you pick up the Talmidei Chachomim. V'Achareihem, Talmidei Chachomim, HaMru'uyim L'Menosam, the first two people actually are the, like, you know, leaders, Rosh Hashivas, etc. And then the people who are appropriate, they could have been, meaning they had the skill set, the competence, the level of scholarship to do that. Why? How do you know that? She says it brings in parentheses. They can answer halachas in all four areas of Shulchan Aruch. You can ask them, you know, or Chaim Shailas, you get Yoredeya, Choshen Mish, whatever. You can ask them wherever you want, and they'll tell you the answer. So they're the next ones. Then you take the children of the Talmidei Chacham who are put on the, or community positions. Then the people who would take care of, like, you know, shul members, shul board members, stuff like that, and everybody else. So we don't necessarily sort of machbe on this nowadays, but we'll see what the order would be. And there's a long bir halacha here, which talks about actually who has a chiyuv for aliyahs on different days of the year, different life cycles. So says the Mishnah Berurah now, sivkan alf b'shabbos v'yamtiv shikarn harbe. As we explained, because now we're not just, you know, picking the third person, we've got to pick many people to call up. So now how do you figure out? How do you determine who's going to get the aliyahs?
So how do you figure out which Talmud Chacham is greater than the other?
Right, that could be a big area of contention. You know, my Rosh Hashiva is bigger than your Rosh Hashiva. When I was at, years ago, they had a deer shoe. They had a lot, but in the years why I attended a deer shoe Shabbaton. So by Shabbos Mincha, they offered off, they gave Kohen and Levi to Rosh Yeshivas, they offered off for the third Aliyah, you could buy it in terms of Dape Gemara. Mm-hmm. How many pages of Gemara you would learn that that year? I think it went for 2,200, if I remember.
Wow.
And then the next time I went, it was even bigger, but like, not bad, right? That's a very impressive. And then 1 year, right? 1 year. Okay, Tov. So Beis, Talmidei Chachamim Hamunim, Kosef Maharil. Mitzuli Krois B'Yom Tov Anoshim Hamamidim Kehila. There's a mitzvah to call the people up for, give them aliyah, the people who take care of the Kehila, the community, the board members. Lefikach Heim Kodim L'chol. Im Ein Sham Talmidei Chachamim Talmud Muflag. Unless there's a Talmud Chacham Muflag there who's like, literally like above, heaven shoals above everybody else, so then, that person, the community leaders will get it. If you look in Dirshu 1, he says, "V'chein mashakos of harmalakam." And later on, Reish Pei Beis, which is similar halachas, "She'ein iser likro la'am ha'aretz nichbad asher v'gadol hador lifnei talmid chacham ki ein b'zeh bizayin talmid chacham." That's not considered to be a disrespectful move. Ela kvod ha'torah hu shemis chabedes ba'anoshim gedolim. Right? Okay. Bir prima godim shemramah sham diber. Why do we have a Talmud Chacham? Why do they get the, you know, top draft pick? They come first. So Kos Prima Godim Shemasha Omer Chazal. Gemara says this is fascinating. Amashe Orva Haaretz. Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? So the Gemara says in the Darim Pei Aleph Shlo Birchu B'Torah Techila. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is they didn't make Birchas HaTorah before learning. Different explanations. They just thought of it like any other, you know, type of wisdom out there. They didn't realize the godly sins. They didn't think it was worthy of getting a bracha, something special. But the Prima Godim says, "Hainu shelo nohagu kavoid b'talmidei chachamim lahakdimam la'alos l'Torah." They make the bracha on Torah, then give the talmidei chachamim, the ones who are learning Torah, the first aliyahs. That's a fascinating insight. Okay, then continuing now in Sifkat and Gimel. Then the next one after that comes the Sha'avosehem, that these are the children of their parents. Shemechayovim lechabdam b'shvil kvod avosam, because you have to give kavod to the child because of the unique status of the parents. In the Dirshu 2 it says vafilu im habonim einim oskim b'torah, if they're not right, but the parents are, so giving them the Torah. Sheish b'zeh kavod ha'avos, this is giving the parent kavod that the fact that they're giving it an aliyah to their kid. Dalid, va'achakach roshi kinesios, the people who take care of the shuls, the yeshivas, etc. So all we're talking about now is a case where they're not, they don't sell them. Elisha Oymed Hamemuna, the person who's like the gabbai, Vikoy Lefi HaKavod, he decides who he wants to give the to, depending on the level of kavod that they have. Avabim Makoymish, Moichin Hamitzvois, Vinoifil Hamos, the Tzedakah, where they sell the Elias, and now that money that's raised is going to go help support the Tzedakah. Kol HaKona Osam, and you buy them, Yeshlo Rishus Lechabin Mishi Yirte. Whoever buys, like, you know, on, what's it called, on Simchas Torah, where somebody buys a Atta Haresa, and he gives out the, whoever he wants to. He bought it.
Sometimes people buy the Elias, though, to give to the Talmud Chachamim.
You could do that, yeah. But I mean, it's theirs.
Or
they,
their Talmud Chacham.
Well, but they have the bias to that. By the Satma Rebbe, someone made an, got an Aliyah, and he gave, I think, $47 was the money he did afterwards. What's Peshat 47? He says, 47 is Gematria Yoyel. Right, like the Satma Rebbe, Gematria Yoyel. The Rebbe said, yeah, but in the old country, it was called Yoyelish.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so here's what I'm now where the person's making, you know, they're buying the Aliyah itself. Like we do sometimes, you sell Aliyahs, like Yom Noraim, etc. And Milvad, Sheyikra, Lechol, Echa, Lefi, Kvoido, Shelo, Yavo, Lidei, Machlokis. That's the whole voice here, that it shouldn't become a Machlokis in this. Gam, Yikra, Hachiyuvim, Shezeh, Lo, Machru, Lo. Because the people who are chayiv to get an Aliyah, and the whole Bir Halacha here goes through the list of which people are required to get the Aliyahs on certain days. Let me just do this quickly for a minute. He says, if you look on the left hand side, the Bir Halacha, B'Shabbos HaYomtov, At Nesader HaChiyuvim Shesagan HaMechuyev L'Tzavos L'Kros M'Kodim HaLachirim. So now I'm going to tell you, by the way, the list of who's chayev to get Aliyahs on which days of the year. Ukfi HaTakonos HaNonhagos HaShnehigu B'Ravoseinu HaGedolim. This is the way that the community has been running. Morning, we're in Kuf Lamed Vav. In the first Bir Halacha. Chvi HaMavur B'Lavush, Mogen Avram, Simon Reish Pei Beis, again, Shar Achron, that's what the Simon Remolis are discussed. First of all, Chosin B'Yom Chuposo, a Chosin on the day he's getting married, Chosin B'Shabbos Kodom Chosin, that's his Ofruf, Shemizamrim Oso, that they're going to sing for him. Now, they don't necessarily, he'll explain on the next side of the page, he's going to explain, not every time someone's getting married, they're going to sing for him, whether it's a second marriage or something like that. But let's say it's the first marriage, so if you see this, I remember once walking, I've only seen this very few times. They actually sing the chosin from the house to the shul. When Rabbi Kamen's sons was getting married, I saw the whole chevra singing them from the house to the shul. Na'ar shenase bar mitzvah, but also Shabbos, so that he's a chiv to get aliyah. Bal isha yoledes, the husband of a wife who gave birth. B'Shabbos shehalech is the basic, when she goes to the actual shul. Chosin b'Shabbos she'achar chasna, during the sheva brachas. Your tzait b'shabbos hu yom shemesbo avivo imo, on the day when the parent passed away, that your tzait avi yelad zocher b'shabbos shalifnei hamila, the father for the Shabbos before he gives the bris v'yesh b'komo shenohagin shegam hamohel v'hasanek heim chiyuvim. I've never seen this though, where the mohel has a chiyuv to get an aliyah. Maybe they give them one, but they actually require it now. V'yesh einogin kein rak mechabin osam b'hagbos sefer Torah. That's probably more often where they give them. They give them Hagba Galila, they give them something like that, but not the actual Leah. Chosm Yom Chupaso, Hain B'chol, Shiaseh Chupa B'Yom Zeh. That's when it's happening on that day. Hu Koidim L'chol HaChiv. That's when he comes before everybody else. Aval Enar, Shnaseh Bar Mitzvah B'Yom Zeh. The kid's Bo B'Yom is now Bar Mitzvah. V'chol Shekein Shekoidim L'Yortzeit. Come before Yortzeit. Nar Shnaseh Bar Mitzvah B'Oysa Shavua. That upcoming week he's going to get it. So this is interesting. Im Yeshlo Iranis. Like people who are taking care of the city, make sure they run smooth. Who kodem lechol achiyum? He goes first. Kevich who zman chinucho, right? Okay. Shekoring nar habar mitzvah avi mevarach baruch shepatranim anshul shazeh. Kilo kamen. Okay. Look at later on. Mevad chosin shemizarmim lo shehu shavelo. He's on the same level. Ve'ati l'goro. That's all. You make what happens? This is the Rav is famous for saying this. You make a goro when you have these conflicting chivim. Okay, there's more to talk about. I want to go back into the what's it called? Into the Mishnah Berurah.
Why would they do a goro every time?
Because the mice, these things are random. There's no real din. This is not a real din. It's a minhagim. Yeah.
They're all like fairly equal status.
Yeah. I mean, correct, but it's hard to. Okay, fine. That was what. That was the end of Dallas. Let's go back to Sivkat and Hay. The Chol Ha'am, the Achshav nowadays. Nogu Hagadol Hatzibur, Hu Masayim Hasidra. So this is where you have like the Rav will be the last one who's called up for that aliyah. Cause of Yeshuvah's Ramitz Zimvav B'malkum Shinago Shaparnes Hu Oile Ain Roshoy Limchol Acher Sheikul Makoma. So really likely it's like a chazaka. So you can't give the chazak v'nis chazek aliyah to anyone else. He brings it from the Minchas Yitzchak. That's like, it's like a chazaka, and then you're not allowed to. Uvaprate din zeh mevur lekamen simen kuf nun gimel sif yud beis. Okay, that's going to be talking about Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Ein Sham Mishnah Berurah. Kosa prima godim. Ma shenohagin be'ezek kehilos ketanos. There's a minhag in small places. Likro lefi hashonim am haaretz kodon tamil chacham. So you have an elderly person who's an am haaretz, and they would call them up before the tamil chacham. Lav shaper avdei, not proper. The isurahu, and it's actually prohibited to call it like that, because the whole point is giving cover to Torah. I am a bir halacha ma shehetiku milavush v'shar Ephraim miyesachronim.
Quotes, you still stand before
his argument. Yeah, Vada, you stand before them. You stand even before a non-Jew, though. Meaning the din in Shulchan of Mipnei Seifa Tokum, person who's 70 or 80 years, because they have certain life experience. So that's not necessarily relegated only to a Jewish person. A non-Jew also has certain life experience, and you stand up for them. But just because you stand up for them, you're not going to give the goy an aliyah in that thing.
But that still implies experience has some component to
a masculine. It's not
to call this or to give an aliyah to someone that has life experience.
Over a Talmud Chacham, he says, yeah. Okay, so it goes through on the back. I'm not going to read all of it now, but this is, if you look on the back, you'll see it's very long. He goes through the rest of the list of din, what the exceptions are. He talks about a chosin, whether he's an alman, whether she's an almana, etc. Like that is the okay. Okay, good. Short simon today. Kuf Lamid Vav. Meretz Hashem will continue tomorrow with Kuf Lamid Zayin. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah.